Hello everyone, this is Luke here again. 안녕하세요 여러분, 루크입니다. In this lesson, I'm going to read out the sentences and words found in the lesson called Pronouns He and She, 예, 제, 게. So, 예 is he or she, and specifically this person. 제, 제. 제 is specifically that person. And 게, 게, as we learned about in the last lesson, 게 is the person we are talking about, but who is not present here. So 예, 제, 게. So 예, 제, 게 are quite similar to 이것, 저것, 그것, which are used to refer to the objects. Okay, so I'm going to read out the example sentences found here. So, 효민, 톰, 안녕, 얘는 안나야. 톰, 안녕, 얘는 안나야. So, that's, Hey Tom, this is Anna, or this person is Anna. Now, Tom. Tom. 효민아, 안녕. 안녕. 안나. 만나서 반가워. So, that's translated to. So, Tom says, Hey, 효민. Hi, Anna. Nice to meet you. 효민아, 안녕. 안녕, 안나. 만나서 반가워. Now, the next sentence. Tom says, Tom. 저기, 대학 빌딩 앞에 쟤는 누구야? Who is that person in front of the university building over there? So Tom says, 저기 대학 빌딩 앞에 쟤는 누구야? So 대학 means university. Building means building. And up means front. And 누구 means who. So, 저기 대학 빌딩 앞에 쟤는 누구야? So, and 저기 means that or there. Okay, and 효민 says, 아, 쟤는 성준이야. Well, that person is 성준. 아, 쟤는 성준이야. And here I've used the exclamation 아, which means well, and we've learned about that in the top 10 most commonly used Korean exclamations. So there you go. And the next one, Tom says 아, 그리고 걔가 누구더라? 예전에 시티에서 같이 저녁 먹었던 애. Alright, and who was that person who's not here? The guy we had a dinner together with in the city a while ago. So, Tom said, 아, 그리고 걔가 누구더라? 예전에 시티에서 같이 저녁 먹었던 애. So, 그리고 means and. And 예전 means before. And city means city. 같이 means, of course, it's together. And 저녁 can mean evening as well as dinner. And 에 means just a guy or girl. Okay. So that's the end of this recording. And hopefully, you've learned how 예, 제, and 게 are used in normal conversations, and then these are casual forms. So you wouldn't use these when you need to speak in a polite forms. So you wouldn't use them when you're talking to people who are quite older than you, when you refer to people older than you, you would never use these, of course. These are only reserved for your friends, and usually people who are younger than you, or someone who with whom you are quite close. Okay, so that's the end of this lesson, and thank you all for listening.